Okay, folks. Hey, Big Brother. I think that's the title of that tune. Thank you, engineer. And we'll head into our final hour here. We haven't paid much attention to our British brothers and sisters here in today's show. So let's turn the spotlight on the British scene. And George, you've got a story there to share with the audience.
Thank you, James. Ahoy, RBN listeners. Wonderful stuff from Front National. Marine Le Pen get 37%. Trust me, absolute terror going through the shorts of every lefty pink in all of Europe. Heritage and Destiny, I think, is a fabulous magazine of British nationalism. They have, well, the front page is called The Le Pen Dynasty, Europe's Future. They have a picture of all the Le Pens. Jean-Louis Le Pen, they have Marine Le Pen and her niece. And let me go straight to the commentary. First, under the editorial from the guy who writes H&D, he goes, Marine Le Pen is utterly convincing as the voice of French workers who demand national sovereignty in France for the French. Haven't heard that in my lifetime. Certainly not from the Legalists. And from Peter Rushton, let me read his description of Marine Le Pen. Marine Le Pen has led in almost every opinion poll since last summer. Fillon, the conservatives, was fatally damaged by a financial scandal and respectable opinion rally behind the new kid on the block. Former Rothschild banker turned civil servant Emmanuel Macron, who created his own centrist party with only 5 months before the election. He won the first round with 24%. While Madame Le Pen is expected to lose the second round runoff, she did, she has established a strong political base for her next presidential challenge in 2022, when she will be only 53 years old and must then have a strong chance of becoming Europe's first elected nationalist leader in over 70 years. Most importantly, old-style politics, in particular, old-style conservatism, has been killed off. Fillon was not only personally disgraced, but politically bankrupted. There will be no Thatcher-style hijacking of the French National Front's agenda. One more paragraph. The second round reflects the central political division of the 21st century. Globalism, Macron, versus national sovereignty, Le Pen. While the former will almost certainly win on May 7th, the future belongs to the latter. Marine Le Pen has already built her Front National power base in the depressed former industrial Hauts-de-France region of north of Paris. Across the five departments of Hauts-de-France, she pulled 31%, well ahead of the second place Jean-Luc Mélenchon with 19.6, representing the remains of the French Communist Party and far left. Mélenchon has refused to endorse either second-round candidate, though he would hate to admit it. The logical choice for Mélenchon's millions of working-class supporters is to vote for Marine Le Pen. That is a sea change. Compare that to 20 years ago. He even mentions about, pardon me for coughing, folks, but he did mention that he thinks that the fatal disaster for the French left was François Mitterrand some years ago. He wanted to split the Conservative Party. So who did he under the table support? Was Jean-Marie Le Pen. And little did he know, he unleashed, you know, the caged monster, and now serious business French nationalism is the most powerful force on the whole European continent. That's my report.
Okay, very, very good. Yeah, that's very good. And the folks now, the you know, something that, well, there's some interesting things that are going on. One is worldwide, we are we're examples for each other. The Trump phenomenon here in the U.S. has been watched very closely by our European cousins, and Marine Le Pen has openly talked about it. She's mysteriously, she was in the ice cream shop in the basement of Trump Tower for some reason. Trump has had nice things to say about Marine Le Pen and vice versa. Nigel Farage not only has had nice things to say about Donald Trump, he showed up at a Trump rally in Alabama and gave the most important speech right in front of Donald Trump, at Donald Trump's invitation. And he continues to have, of course, Nigel Farage, a great Trump supporter. Now on, he's got his own show. He's on some kind of a basically video or television setup. So we see more of Nigel Farage. This is wonderful. But we're all learning from each other. So in the recent case, we'd have to say Marine Le Pen was a tremendous success, coming in second, beating, remember, the currently ruling party of France, the Socialist Party, which was just replaced by Macron. They got 6% of the vote in the election last week. 6% of the vote, or not last week, in the first round. They got 6% of the vote. So we're all learning from each other as to what is successful and not successful. And then another factor, that's on the positive side. On the negative side, well, something that we white folks do, illustrated by those articles about Sweden, is that we fight with each other and we nitpick each other and we worry about whether we're popular or not, and we don't stick together as a family and we don't stick together as an ethnic group. We're much too concerned about the feelings of other people. And one of the results of this is that our political efforts tend to disintegrate. Now I'll read you some headlines here. Now remember, some of these headlines are coming, these are coming from the controlled press. So one of the things they do as part of their fake news is that they write stories that they wish were true, hoping to make them come true. So here's the Telegraph with a headline, "Row deepens in Marine Le Pen's Front National." A row has deepened within Marine Le Pen's Front National over whether to drop plans to ditch the euro following the far-right candidates.
Oh, okay. Can you smell a bunch of BS 8,000 miles away or not,
that's,
James?
That's a BS.
Where
one.
Did that headline come from?
Let's go to... But see, here's another one. Here's the Independent, May 12th. Let's see what they say here. This is them. Of course, they're hoping that we tear ourselves apart, and they're hoping for a dissension among us. So here's their latest effort. From the Independent, this is from the UK, Front National begins to tear itself apart after Marine Le Pen's loss to Macron. Far-right candidate's main advisor threatens to quit, ending rough first week after election defeat. And then they show a picture of Marine Le Pen.
Hi, I'm Louis Blanc. I've spent a good deal of my adult life.
Stressed. Let me get rid of that audio right there. But let's see, reading it with a grain of salt here. Marine Le Pen's Front National has been rocked with internal feuds and disputes. Now, this is what we hear about Donald Trump every week and about UKIP every week. Leaving the party at crisis point, less than a week after the far-right candidate was defeated in France's presidential election. So all kinds of loaded terms there, far-right. Do they call the opposition far-left ever? No. And Ms. Le Pen attempted, see another loaded word, to rally broad support in the final leg of a virulent campaign, another loaded word, which saw her going head-to-head with newly elected President Emmanuel Macron. But days after the vote, divisions within the Front National have burst into the open, a dramatic and loaded word. Meanwhile, boy, so you got to really unpack this verbiage. Meanwhile, the newly elected President, Mr. Macron, meanwhile, that's also a loaded word because it's a contrast word. Like, on the other hand, these very successful leftists, the newly elected president, Mr. Macron, is preparing for his inauguration ceremony at the Elysee Palace on Sunday when he will officially replace outgoing President François Hollande, who will hand over his powers and France's nuclear launch code. All of that makes Mr. Macron sound like a really cool guy, a real winner. Following, now we go back to the gloom and doom. Following its election defeat, the Front National is searching for the road to change, which could encompass some of its members' contrasting opinions over Frexit, gay marriage, and economic liberalism. But the party suffered a new jolt. There's a loaded word, right, folks? A jolt? On Friday, as the party's vice president, Florian Philippot, one of Ms. Le Pen's main advisors and significant influencer of Front National's direction, said he would quit if it gave up its policy to leave the Eurozone. Well, what is this big, you know, is it, this is a big deal? Speaking to French radio RMC, Mr. Philippot said, I am not here to keep my position at all costs and to defend the opposite of my deep convictions, unquote. So they're going to make this into a giant story. It's a tiny story. Again, now trying to paint, getting out their black again. On Wednesday, the party's rising star, this is a person we haven't talked about on this show much, Marion Maréchal Le Pen, that's the niece of Marine Le Pen, a very beautiful younger woman who won elected office in France. Marion Maréchal Le Pen announced she was temporarily retiring from political life. The 27-year-old, who stands for the Front National's more traditional and conservative views, was also considered a potential successor to the party's leadership. Now, again, loaded language, reacting to the party's chaotic week. Now, all of this loaded language, folks, is meant for you, if you're a French reader, is to drive you away. Drive you away.
It's true. Chaotic?
Yeah.
This heavy-duty right-winger just got 37% of the final vote.
Right, but notice all these loaded words, virulent, chaotic. French political analyst and far-right expert Jean-Yves Camus told The Independent, quote, in the last week, everything has been surprising. There is discontent and disappointment regarding the election results. The party is going through an extremely difficult time, unquote. So notice that the story is based on, who is this Jean-Yves Camus? This is your typical talking head who is going to tell you what the people in the Front National think. We're not going to listen to somebody in the Front National. We're going to listen to Jean-Yves Camus. Mr. Camus said Ms. Maréchal Le Pen distanced herself from the party because she knew she would not be able to reform it. Oh, reform it. As if it needs reforming from within.
That's just a big pile of crap.
That's it.
Is
exactly.
Mr. Camus related to Albert? I mean, this is just yellow journalism, French style at its best. I can that.
This is actually good, clean fun here, folks. Because this is it. We're decoding. Typical left-wing writing. It's kind of refreshing for us as Americans to see this process going on in France, how they do it in France. Now, get this, more loaded language. This is Winston Smith in the Ministry of Truth in 1984 would recognize every bit of this. Loaded word after loaded word. But while tensions are mounting, that's all very loaded, the Front National has entered its next campaign challenge for the local elections in June, when the party, another loaded word, desperately needs a good showing. If Ms. Le Pen fails, loaded word, to achieve a good result, her leadership could be contested. More loaded language. Mr. Camus, talking head, said then no one could predict the direction the party would take. More baloney. What you have there, here's the truth, folks. Here's the reality. The local election coming in June will probably be a great success for the Front National, which will surely increase its representation in the French government and at the local level, and will give her a tremendous base for a 2022 run, as Peter Rushton described, when she will only be 53 years old. And that's the truth, is that, in fact, the Front National is on a roll, is doing extremely well, will really clean up in local elections, and the left is freaking out And they are the ones who are having chaotic weeks and are, let's see, among whom tensions are mounting. So this is what we get, folks. We're pretty much going to have to divorce ourselves from our mainstream media, because as long as they can launch language like that at us, it's going to affect our thinking. There's no way you can just kind of casually read through an article like this and have the energy to decode it word by word, sentence by sentence, decode, and fend off the propaganda that's being buried into your head.
Right, James. So we need another billionaire to defect real quickly and give us a mainstream right-wing network so we can publish the same sort of nastiness about the other side.
Right. Now watch. With just a click of my mouse, folks, I go from the Independent, which is giving us all this garbage, I click on Breitbart.com. And what do I see? Trump. Confidence in economy has reached levels not seen in many, many years. During Friday's weekly address, and let's hope we can get to that in our final hour, President Trump stated, confidence in the American economy has reached levels not seen in many, many years. Unemployment fell to its lowest level in nearly 10 years last month, and we created 210,000 new jobs. Here, let's listen to President Trump. I mean, what a difference a mouse clip makes. Here we go. With our kind of news. Oops, let me unmute our president. That's what the left wants. They want him muted.
Fellow Americans, confidence in the American economy has reached levels not seen in many, many years. Unemployment fell to its lowest level in nearly 10 years last month, and we created 211,000 new jobs. Our economic progress is especially good news for the millions of young Americans who, at this time of the year, are putting on a cap and gown and receiving a diploma, certificate, or commission. So important, and we're so proud of them. This weekend, I am delighted to be participating firsthand in the excitement by joining the students and faculty at Liberty University to celebrate the success of their graduates. I was invited to make the commencement address at West Point, but I'll be away at the G7, and I look forward to that, and we'll be at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. Come to think about it, a few days later, I'll actually travel to New London, Connecticut to speak to the graduating cadets of the United States Coast Guard Academy about their new roles serving our country. So we'll be with them very shortly. To young Americans at both schools, I will be bringing a message of hope and optimism about our nation's bright future. That is a message that I want to extend to all young Americans today, especially those who are graduating this year and entering the labor force. We are also celebrating all of the Americans who learned the skills and trades that generations of workers have used to build, shape, and supply this nation. The people who construct, repair, and create with their own two hands are the people who make this nation run, and lots of those people voted for me. That's also why, in my administration, I'm so deeply committed to technical and vocational education. I want you to know that my administration is working every single day to create new opportunities and to reverse years of stagnant growth, falling wages, and disappearing jobs. We are ending the sellout of American workers and lifting the burdens on American.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, leaders have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
She's still in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this now, baby?
Hey, there's a driving beat. Whoa, blow my speakers out. All right. Hey, as we head into our final half hour of today's show, we were listening to Donald Trump, and we inadvertently cut off most of what the president had to say. That message, by the way, was his message this weekend. He's giving us a weekly message every week. Fantastic. This is new. This is different. Did we get anything like this from the Bushes? No. And it's a wonderful summary of what's happening. In this message, he talks about what he did just yesterday, which is he gave the he's looking forward to it in the message you're about to hear. But he's talking about the commencement address that he gave yesterday. And this is new, George. I didn't know this. He was invited by West Point to give the commencement there at West Point. Wow. I wish he could have done that instead of go to talk to the losers at G7.
I'm with you. Send him to the Naval Academy and Air Force, too.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been a much better use of his time. But let's go look. Let me look at this headline here. Let me see what they're saying about the G7. It better be good, missing the military academies. Let's see what it says here. Financial officials from some of the world's largest trading powers have pinned their hopes of a breakthrough in economic diplomacy on meetings with U.S. President Donald Trump later this year. Let's see what, come on, let's give me the dates here. G7 communique. This doesn't give me what I need here. No, I'll do another search here, but apparently coming right up is the G7, and that's going to be on in Sicily, I think Taormina, Sicily. I'll look it up. After President Trump, he's going to meet with, he's going to go to Saudi Arabia, he's going to go to Israel, meet with Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority. He's then going to fly to meet with the Pope. Wow, is that going to be interesting? Meeting with the Pope Francis in Rome, and then on to Brussels, with meeting with EU leaders. He's meeting with everybody. And then from Brussels, he will fly to Taormina, Sicily, for the G7 meeting of the top economic powers in the world. And then come back for the more important thing, which is talking to the Coast Guard graduation. but missing Annapolis and West Point and the Air Force Academy. Anyway, let's go back to President Trump talking to us on Friday. Let me find his address here. He is, let me find him. I think this is it right here. Here we go. It's only 3 minutes long. So let's listen to the whole thing again. I think it's worth it.
My fellow Americans, confidence in the American economy has reached levels not seen in many, many years. Unemployment fell to its lowest level in nearly 10 years last month, and we created 211,000 new jobs. Our economic progress is especially good news for the millions of young Americans who, at this time of the year, are putting on a cap and gown and receiving a diploma, certificate, or commission. So important, and we're so proud of them. This weekend, I am delighted to be participating firsthand in the excitement by joining the students and faculty at Liberty University to celebrate the success of their graduates. I was invited to make the commencement address at West Point, but I'll be away at the G7, and I look forward to that, and we'll be at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. Come to think about it, a few days later, I'll actually travel to New London, Connecticut to speak to the graduating cadets of the United States Coast Guard Academy about their new roles serving our country. So we'll be with them very shortly. To young Americans at both schools, I will be bringing a message of hope and optimism about our nation's bright future. That is a message that I want to extend to all young Americans today, especially those who are graduating this year and entering the labor force.
We'll pause right there and pick it up when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, folks, and let's continue. This time we'll make it all the way through. We've only got 2 minutes to go of President Trump's address to us this week on what's happened this week, and talking about the commencements coming up in his schedule and his visit to the G7 summit coming up. That is, I did remember that right. It's the little town of Taormina, Sicily, which is, if you kind of visualize that boot heel of Italy, Sicily, right where Sicily touches Italy, that little strait there where, was it Patton who crossed there, landing on Sicily? And that's where the Allies crossed into Italy. And the that was another little bit of interesting history, looking up Taormina. It was controlled by us, white folks, until the year 962, when the Eastern Roman Empire lost control to the Fatimid Muslim invaders who had taken over Sicily. But Taormina was a holdout, a stronghold, but it fell in the year 962 to the Fatimids, the radical Islamist extremists. And that's a long time ago, isn't it, folks? It was not retaken by us Europeans, this European island of ours, Sicily. We didn't regain it until the year 1078, when the Norman, Roger the First, brought his Viking, Norman, well, formerly Viking, but Norman troops to reconquer Taormina, or retake it, rather, to make Sicily great again in 1078. So that was 116 years that the enemy controlled our town of Taormina, where Donald Trump will be, I guess, a little bit later in the week. Let's go to Donald Trump now. Here he is, resuming right where he left off.
And supply this nation. The people who construct, repair, and create with their own two hands are the people who make this nation run. And lots of those people voted for me. That's also why, in my administration, I'm so deeply committed to technical and vocational education. I want you to know that my administration is working every single day to create new opportunities and to reverse years of stagnant growth, falling wages, and disappearing jobs. We are ending the sellout of American workers and lifting the burdens on American industry, manufacturing, and business. We're also rolling back job-killing regulations that make it harder for companies to grow and hire in America. At the same time, we're unleashing American energy development to create thousands of new jobs on our soil and just off our shores. On trade, we have also taken historic action to protect American industry and bring back the kinds of high-paying jobs that can support a middle-class family and, in fact, most families. As a vote of confidence in these policies, business optimism is soaring and employment is rising. These are great signs for America's future, the future that our new graduates will play with such a critical role in shaping our world and our country. I want every young citizen, regardless of education or geography, to be able to live out their American dreams. So, to all of America's graduates, congratulations. And to all of America's youth, we are here to help create the jobs and future you deserve. The brightest days are ahead of you, and I just look forward to seeing you at the Coast Guard Academy and at Liberty University. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Beautiful from Donald Trump. Let me just pause that. And I like George. What I liked the most about that was you deserve.
Well, Donald Trump is very inspirational, and there isn't a heartbeat anywhere in the American military that can't wait to see him. And if they don't want to see him, they shouldn't be in the military.
And here's a little, Donald Trump, this great man, will be going to G7 in Taormina. I've got to remember the name of that little town. It's a little town of only like 10,000 people, Taormina, Sicily, which was freed from the Fatimids in 1078 by Roger I of Normandy. His father, so I looked him up during the break here, folks, and you're not going to believe this. I'll figure it out here in just a second. His father is Tancred of Hauteville, Normandy, France. Tancred being Roger I's father. Tancred is my 29th great uncle, which makes Roger, who freed Taormina, I believe, we'll have to see. I'll work it out. I'll do the family tree on that. But he being the son of my 29th great uncle is going to make him a cousin. I think it's going to make him a first cousin. So I'll let you know in a subsequent show. It'll be a first cousin, like 20 times, sometimes removed. But Roger the First of Sicily. So it's a small world, folks, among us Europeans. We are so related to each other, and in case you haven't been following the show and are aware of my obsession with Ancestry, there's a wonderful website waiting for you called Ancestry.com. Go there. There's a two-week free trial. I'm not a salesman for them, but I probably should become one. A two-week free trial in which you will find out more about your family tree and your roots than you 10, 100 times more than you knew the day before you started just clicking your mouse on that website where billions and billions of documents are completely related to each other in a relational database where everything from Roger the First of Taormina in the year 1078 is related to the birth of, you know, my dad in Hastings, Nebraska. How many years later, almost 1,000 years later. Hey, I'll also let you know whether my cousin is on my mom's side or my dad's side. Let me see if we've got any callers. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443 if you want to talk about anything we've been talking about today. And let's turn to some news items here over on my favorite website, Breitbart. And let's see what we've got here. Latest stories here on Breitbart. I've got so many tabs open. I'm like old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. I've got so many tabs open, I didn't know what to do. Oh, here's a good one. In our humor department, let's go to, I don't have my James Brown music queued up. And here is Maxine Waters. Donald Trump, I'm coming for you. Here she goes. Not a very good accent on that, was it? Let's let Maxine Waters say it in her inimitable way. Here she is. She's giving a speech here in her 43rd district. Saturday at a town hall in her home district in Los Angeles, Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, who has called for impeachment several times, told President Donald Trump she is coming for him. Discussing President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey, Waters said, I'm not going to try to imitate her, folks. It'll come off so badly. He always went around years ago in previous incarnations in radio. I used to try to do imitations of people. He always went around the country talking about he was a good man. He had faith in him that he was going to do a good job until he got too close to him. Donald Trump, I'm coming for you. So now, if you can understand her, here she is. The audio is not that good. Let's listen to her.
Donald Trump, I'm coming for you.
Waters has called for Trump's impeachment on numerous occasions.
So that's the opposition there, Maxine Waters. Hey, maybe Maxine Waters will be the Democratic candidate in 2020. I don't know. Let's go for another Breitbart story here.
We can only hope Maxine will be the next Democratic candidate. We saw Bob Woodward has said the Comey firing is not yet a clear crime.
Yeah. Well, Woodward's working on it. He hasn't figured out how he can make it into a crime yet. He's working on it. So go for it, Bob Woodward. Let's see what else we've got here. Here's one. Zakaria, this is one of the talking heads. He says, Trump's actions pose a danger to American democracy.
It's okay if Hillary did it.
Yep. See here. Here's a story. The story from New York. Corpses are turning up on New York City subways four dead bodies over 4 days. Imagine how you'd feel. You know, I was born in New York City. How would you feel going down into the tubes knowing that every day a dead body is appearing? You know, really, does that wreck a city or does that wreck a city? And of course, Donald Trump talked about in his own neighborhood where he grew up in Queens, New York, MS-13 has taken over in the schools and is doing that nationally. And he's going to put an end to it. Wonderful. And here's Lindsey Graham giving his unsolicited advice. Boy, Lindsey Graham. Trump needs to back off the Russian investigation and stop tweeting. Well, Lindsey Graham, why don't you just stop commenting on anything? Here's one. Let's find another good story here for you. Border Patrol agent sees massive amounts of drugs after illegal crossings drop. I love that one. Let's go for that. And here at Breitbart, we finally have a news agency working for us. The sharp decline in border apprehensions of migrants illegally crossing the border resulted in a massive increase in the seizure of drugs in various border sectors in South Texas. Now, remember, this is by Bob Price. Okay, so all I can infer about Bob Price is he's working for Breitbart. This is a Breitbart reporter, not Bob Woodward, Bob Price, working not for the enemy, but for us. And he's reporting from McAllen, Texas, which means he's part of the Breitbart Texas Bureau, which means he's boots on the ground. He's right there reporting a story in person. Fantastic. Finally, drug seizures, he writes, by Border Patrol agents and Customs and Border Protection officers rose dramatically over the past several months. Information obtained by Breitbart Texas from CBP, Customs and Border Protection officials, indicates a 177% increase in the seizure of heroin. That means almost a tripling, I guess, and a 129% increase in the seizure of cocaine. The increase in illicit drug activity comes at a time when apprehensions have declined in recent months. So, boy, we got the best of both worlds. Less bodies and more drugs. The alignment of policy and strategy has led to significant gains in reducing illicit cross-border activity in South Texas. We must stay vigilant. Joint Task Force West South Texas Corridor Commander said in a written statement, low apprehension numbers do not equate to a quiet border. Criminal organizations will continue to smuggle their contraband and threaten border security. Border Patrol agents employ a wide variety of technology, manpower, and other assets to effect typo there. It should be EFFECT. The increase in drug seizures. Maybe Breitbart's got an opening for an editor. I'll put in my application. Those include high-tech inspection equipment, deployment of canine units for the detection of drugs and human smuggling cargo, and the use of intelligence data to target criminal organizations. CPB reported the increase in drug seizures occurred along the South Texas border with Mexico from the Del Rio sector to the Rio Grande Valley. Smugglers are also utilizing a variety of smuggling techniques to attempt to successfully import their drugs into the U.S., including hiding drugs in fuel tanks. Here are things to watch out for, folks. Fuel tanks, manufacturing hidden storage compartments, using propane tanks, camouflaging drugs in shipments of fruits and vegetables. You see some heroin in your broccoli. There you go. Hiding drugs in bags of candy, blending methamphetamine in milk and juice cartons. Oh, that's cute. And even using infants and toddlers. Oh, this is disgusting. Infants and toddlers to hide drugs. Here's a quote. Our law enforcement partners are also working hard to get drugs off our streets and stopping them from coming into our country, but we can't win this battle alone. The public is encouraged to take a stand against crime in our South Texas communities and to help save lives by reporting suspicious activity at 800-863-9382. Bob Price, here he is. Instead of Bob Woodward, Bob Price. Bob Price, associate editor and senior political news contributor for Breitbart Texas. A founding member of the Breitbart Texas team. So there you go. That is beautiful. And the let's go to Texas. Let's go to Wayne in Texas right now. Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, hi, James. Good show as usual. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I know time is short for the show, but I'm like you. Nobody wants to see Trump succeed, you know, like I do. And I think being a small businessman, you know, kind of helps me look at things a little bit differently than a lot of people. And we always have to be optimistic, but we also have to be realistic and really drill down to some of these numbers. And I just wanted to let you and the folks know that, you know, this 4.4% unemployment rate, that's called the U3, which is really a stripped-down version, because what they do is they don't count people who stopped looking, kind of dropped out of the workforce. And really, the more realistic rate is called the U6. People could look this up, and that's more like 8.1%, which I think is...
Yeah, no, we'll hold it at 8.1%.
Okay.
Wayne, stay with us right after the break. You've got the microphone.
Okay.
Stay tuned, folks.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks. And we've only got one segment left, but it should be enough time to let Wayne fill in his point here about the U6, which you 8.1%, a better gauge of unemployment. And it's probably really higher than that, isn't it, Wayne?
I think it is, and I was going to just tell everybody that there's a site called Shadow Stats, run by a guy named John Williams, a Stanford economist, and he drills down even deeper, and I think his rates are down like, are up to like the high teens, low 20% range. When you think about it, the labor participation rate in the country right now is only about 60-some percent, so an unemployment rate in the teens to 20% is not really out of out of the realm of possibility. But so I just wanted to bring it up because not that I'm pointing fingers at Trump, but It's just that, you know, we have to be realistic about what's really going on here. And one other point I wanted to make is, you know, I have no doubt 200,000 and some jobs were created. That's only one side of the picture. The other side is how many people filed for unemployment during the same time frame, which I think it's going to be somewhere around 800,000 to a million people. So the fact that that many more people could leave the workforce as opposed to coming in, this 4.4% is just a joke. And, again, I'm pointing fingers at Trump, but he needs to get over to that Labor Department, drain that swamp, and get some more realistic figures, because I just think it causes a real false sense of security for the American people to see what's going on. Again, I want to see Trump succeed, but he's got to, you know, get things more realistic.
Right. And what he's trying to do, of course, with numbers is using apples to apples. Use the same set of numbers that the other side is using. So his real purpose here, not to point out that the economy is all rosy and beautiful, but that the direction of the graph is good. That is that the businesses are hiring again, businesses are opening again, businesses are returning to America. They're also repatriating their capital to America. That's, you know, the point he's trying to make is that we're on the road to making America great again. Not that we're there. I don't think he's saying that. And by the way, also, you know, he doesn't have a magic wand. There are so many things wrong with what he inherited from Obama and the others that it's not a guaranteed thing or baked in the cake that the economy will boom or that things will go great. There's so much bad news that has to be gotten out of the system. But fortunately, Donald Trump in his first 4 months, the economy has done very well. The stock market has done very well. Business optimism and citizen optimism has done very well. So thank goodness, in his opening months, even though he was handed a mess, and that's the word he's used, a mess, he's been able to bring some, you know, wring some good news out of that mess.
Sure. And James, I hardly agree. I think the tide is turning. But again, the mess is probably bigger than he even figured it was, you know, because, again, Obama and his crew, they just, you know, literally destroyed this economy. So, again, I have all the hope that Trump will turn it around, but I just go back to my main point is, at some point in this country, we have to face reality, and reality is some of the numbers I gave you. So that's all. Thank you.
Well spoken, Wayne. Thank you very much for being in the audience. An apology to Rich in Arizona. We didn't get to your call, Rich, but maybe we can get you tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be here with the Trump phenomenon. Myself, George here. George, thank you. See you all tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the